Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We've had a big show. And now it's time for a big finish on Morning Drive.
Final segment of the day here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Marquise, it's time for the rewind. What a weekend it was for the Tennessee Titans. Welcome into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley in for Braden Gall today, alongside what I consider to be a very good Hall of Fame wide receiver, my good buddy Derek Mason. D-Mace, how you doing?
Hey, thank you, Robbie. I appreciate it, man. Hey, the money will be in the bank tomorrow.
Okay, good. I was wondering when you're going to send it. I mean, let's be honest. You missed the playoffs last year after making it in Mularkey's final year. You go one and done in the playoffs this year, and all of a sudden you're not, from just a simple look at the scale of progress, you're not where you were when Mularkey was here. So I think this win, in the fashion that they got it, in the style that they got it, and now with the opportunity to do more damage in Baltimore, I think it completely validates the move that John Robinson and the Titans decided to make by bringing Mike Vrabel in.
It's like facing Mike Tyson when he's 40 years old. He's Mike Tyson. He's the name.
Yeah.
But he's not quite the boxer he used to be. We saw when he fought Lennox Lewis. He wasn't quite a boxer that he was prior to, you know, when he was in his youth and was beating everybody up and people were just scared to walk in the ring with him. That was New England 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. You know, they've had this long history the last, you know, 15 years of being Mike Tyson in the ring. Just dominant. Before they even walk in the building, you're trying to figure out a way, like, man, it's gonna be a long day for us, man. That's not the team you faced. You faced the name, but you didn't face what was underneath the name. That was gone. And if the Titans didn't win versus that, then you say, when are they gonna win?
Corey Curtis.
Beating the Patriots for them is a lot different than beating the Chiefs in their league-wide perception for two reasons. Number one, they're the Patriots, and they've been to the AFC Championship every year since, like, 2010, and they're not this year. People were sick of seeing them. People have their feelings about them because of the way they conduct their business, and frankly, there were a lot of people rooting for the Titans to win this football game. So I think there are a lot of people very happy with the Tennessee Titans for winning this football game. But, you know, there's a great man out there who once said, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And the Titans beat the man. And when you beat the man, you get a lot of credibility. And I just think there's a lot that goes with that.
D-Mace is over here losing his mind, watching the TV right now.
And Robbie.
Wait.
The freaking Miami Dolphins, Dan Orlovsky says, they have nothing. And I mean nothing, like Whitney Houston said. They have nothing, and I mean nothing.
ESPN is talking about and predicting where Tom Brady's going to play next year.
And you
year.
Think he's going to Miami?
Dan Orlovsky thinks he's going to Miami Dolphins.
What's and crazy they have about, nothing?
What's crazy about that is during the break, I said, yeah, Dan's probably the most logical person on that panel. Yeah. And he chooses the most idiotic one out of the bunch. So,
just
yeah.
Because they got a Patriot guy. Just because they got a Patriot guy as a head coach.
Darren McFarland from Darren Donick and Chase.
Oh, my goodness. Who needs coffee on a morning like this? Like Robbie Stanley and D-Mate? Oh, man.
Gonna just get you fired up.
I'm just going to push that coffee aside. I don't need caffeine. Oh, my goodness. Who said coming in at 2 in the morning over the weekend I was going to be tired? Heck no. I'm ready to talk coffee.
We are glad that we can provide you with the energy that you so desperately crave.
The problem, Robbie, is they need a lot more performances like Roman Yost. I mean, they're getting it from that third line, and Smith, Bonino, and Grimaldi, they're having a tremendous season, but they just have to get more production elsewhere. I mean, like you said, Tuesday, tomorrow night against Boston, we're talking about the second half of the season. Every game that goes by, the window closes a little bit more on, you know, we'll be doing scoreboard watching and standings watching here soon, where we're constantly looking around, and some of you already are doing that, I realize, but once you get into the second half of the season, you're constantly watching the competition, especially when you're on the outside looking in.
All these NBA guys who get drafted number one overall, they sit out their whole entire rookie year and then come back better than ever the next year.
Hey, he might be taking a pay cut.
Might Alabama. Be if he's leaving Alabama. Isn't that how it works down there?
Yeah, Munson.
Yeah.
And this is all allegedly. I don't know what these guys are talking about. I've never seen a player ever drive a Camaro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Derrick Henry was driving a bucket.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, D-Mace, what a show it's been today. The kickoff, the week that is for the Tennessee Titans coming up. Appreciate y'all both having me in here today. What's on tap for you tonight, D-Mace?
Oh, man, nothing much, really. I asked you. I totally forgot. I said, is the championship game today? You were like, no, it's next week. So I'm like, man, you so much football going on, you just want it to bleed into Monday as well.
Well, you better be watching Louisiana versus Miami of Ohio.
That's my pick six.
No, that's your silly underdog.
That's my silly underdog.
Yeah, so you better be watching that tonight.
I got to be watching them. I need that, what's like 15, 16 points somewhere around there.
Need a big
silly
one.
Underdog. So, other than that,
we need a Derrick Mason NBA update soon.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till the NBA gets fully fledged. You know, we don't really start talking about it until
like
February.
Yeah.
After the break, then we start really.
We
can
talk
about
how good my Miami Heat are.
Yeah.
Because my goodness, they are good. And the Lakers.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about the number one team in the West?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Number one team in the West?
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets number two? Yeah. I don't know if Miami's number one in the East.
They're number three.
If they ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they were supposed to be like seven. I'll take it. Jimmy Butler's a stud.
I mean, that is true. I will agree with you on that. Look, I'm surprised that Jimmy Butler has took this team to where he is, because I was like, oh, Jimmy Butler, he should have just stayed at the 76ers. He had a perfect team there with Ben Simmons, or Joel Embiid. They were good. They could have been a championship team. When he left, I was like, you dummy.
He left right at the right time. They're having a bunch of problems now.
Yep. Look at him now.
Yeah, they're losing. And Joel Embiid is like, man, if you got an open shot, he was talking to Ben Simmons. If you got the open shot, just take the shot,
yeah,
man.
Just shoot.
Goodness gracious.
I thought you were going
to
do it in
you don't
his
have
voice.
To shoot it from a layup. Marquise, are you going to be able to contain yourself in the next 5 minutes when Tua Tagovailoa makes his decision? I think 11
o'clock.
No, I'm
shaking because you guys think I got to use the bathroom, but no, I'm shaking because I'm trying to get out of here. I'm trying to shake.
What's your gut feeling?
Tua leaves.
Oh.
He's out of there.
So he's doing it at 11 central?
O'clock. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you got an hour.
So about 11:30, we'll have to give Marquise a call and see if he's still, a functioning member of society.
I got enough time to shower, make dinner.
Yeah. So you should be good either way. If he leaves, you get to see him in the NFL. Granted, it'd be with a sucky team. But if he stays, then you get to watch him another year.
Exactly.
It's the best of both worlds for Munson in there.
Go get your money. Young fella, go get your money. That's my advice to
pass
you.
Pass it
young
on
go
to
get
the
your
little
money.
Bro and all the car dealerships.
At least you still have a Tua, legendary. Tua throwing a football.
Exactly. A Tagovailoa.
Ah. Yeah, Tagovailoa, not a Tua. What's his brother's first name?
Talia.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Talia.
Gonna be a big week of discussion, obviously, here on 102.5 The Game about the Titans. Big game coming up this Saturday against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll see if the Titans can repeat the magic and go to Baltimore and get a win. Big-time win against the New England Patriots. Darren Donick and Chase is next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks for having me today. We'll be back on Morning Drive tomorrow morning. We'll talk to you then.
Bailey, DJ Nashville, stay warm and I love you.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.